The Steffes Group has been selling land and equipment to farm it for over 60 years. Farmland and farm equipment auctions have been hot this winter. Here are a few coming up from the Steffes Group. In Britton, South Dakota, the Bremen's Farm Inventory Reduction Auction, February 2nd through the 9th, opening Thursday the 4th over a section of Walsh County farmland near Edinburgh. Here's a half section of Traverse County, Minnesota farmland. Auction opens on the 10th. For details on these and many more, go to steffesgroup.com. Go with Steffes. They're the best. Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, and he is the Director of Public Policy at North Dakota Farm Bureau, Pete Hannabut, which means he goes to the state capitol whenever there is something popping up regarding agriculture and farming. And Pete, whose feet are you holding to the flames this week?
I'd like to say everyone's, but in reality, there's only a few committees we're watching intensely. But I've been living there for the last several weeks, and I plan to continue to live there for the foreseeable future. It's all part of the job, and that's why I like working for the folks that work in agriculture.
And we thank you for that. And doggone it, your work is never done, but especially during the legislative session. So this session a little maybe less contentious when it comes to agriculture issues or bills that are being put forward?
I would say so. There are not as many bills where you really have a lot of anxiety. A few sessions ago, we dealt with a number of bills that were animal rights type issues, and we have not seen very many of those. None this session, only one last session, but that session before that, there were several. And so things have gotten a little better on that front. But on the other hand, there are always some contentious issues that bring a little bit of anxiety to people in rural North Dakota.
And I'll bet whatever that is happening this year, this session is on water. What's the old saying? Whiskey's for drinking, water's for fighting. What kind of water management or drainage issues do we have there?
That is certainly a true statement about what's for fighting and what's for drinking. And you think about water management and all the things that means for rural North Dakota, it's very important to know, how positive drainage can be. A few sessions ago, we made some major changes, and we heard that the sky was falling and that this would be the end of everything, from the naysayers. And several years later now, we've found that none of those bad predictions have come true. And several of the good predictions have. The usage of drainage and drain tiles to manage runoff and to help manage soils and improve soils has really been a benefit in North Dakota, as it has been in most of the Midwest. And so we've heard several bills on that type of issue now. And one of them was not such a great bill, and the other one is a pretty good bill the way it stands. And so we've been hearing a lot about that. There was a bill, Senate Bill 2208, which attempted to put some things that are in different parts of the code into a specific section of code and combine some code chapters or sections, as you'd call them. That bill was had some problems with it, and it looks like that bill is going to be put into a study as it moves through the Senate because there were several problems with certain things written into that bill. On the other hand, there was a really good bill just heard today in the House Bill 1437, I believe it is. That bill had a lot of stakeholders at the table when they were starting to work up this legislation, so most everybody that has skin in the game was able to talk through some of the proposed changes, and that bill seems like it doesn't have very many problems. Maybe a little tweaking here and a little tweaking there with some sediment issues, but for the most part, that bill got a very favorable hearing today in the House, and that seems like a very good bill. And so we're making improvements in the way we manage water in this state, and that's very important for agriculture.
Absolutely. What's the name of the House bill introduced that is perceived as a good one?
1437 is the House bill that was heard today. Mm-hmm. And Representative Schreiber Beck from the southeast corner of the state brought that bill forward. There's some other support from other parts of the state. But in committee hearing today, there was no dissent. No one brought any concerns that were very serious. All the testimony was positive. Some people that gave positive testimony and were in favor of the bill said, if you could tweak one little part or this little part of the bill, it would make it better. And so there was no hard dissent, just a few suggestions. And so that bill seems to be on fairly favorable footing in the House.
So it has a high likelihood of passing and becoming reality?
I think it will. It seems like certainly the House committee and going toward the Senate, I think a lot of the senators would look at it favorably, and so I would hope that that bill will pass with flying colors. You never know how things can change in a legislative body, but it seems like that bill has a high likelihood of moving forward.
Okay, what would it do and what would it change in regards to water drainage or water management?
Well, it really will help with the regulation of things and who can and who can't regulate things. And it spells out some acreage things. It also would allow for regular maintenance type things. And that has been a problem, the regular maintenance of ditches and all. And so it goes a little further than past bills that we've had. And I think they're all positive changes. Little tweaks here, little tweaks there, and some changes with how, you know, the local boards can regulate things and how they all work out their differences. That's the important thing.
Yeah, a lot of times, whether it's family, business, or government, after something happens, we go, whose idea was this? So when somebody introduces a bill that is not a good idea in the end for agriculture, is it someone with good intentions that needs more education? Or is it someone with an agenda that just might be off track?
Occasionally you see that agenda that is off track, but I would say in my 30 years of experience in public policy, 90% or above are all well-intended with you know, pureness of heart in trying to do the right thing. And unfortunately, some things are a little bit misguided, or maybe there's some misinformation, or only half the truth is known. And the beauty of our process is that if things have a hearing and all those things that go through our legislative process in North Dakota, all those problems are fleshed out, and you either find that the bill does not have real merit and it goes by the wayside, either into a study committee to fix the problem that isn't that big a problem, or you know, you tweak the little things that need to be changed along the way. So I think it's a positive thing that, you know, 90% of our legislation that we have in North Dakota is probably brought with the best of intentions and the best motivations. Occasionally you'll find a bill that is ill-conceived for one reason or another, but our process is so wonderful in America, and particularly in North Dakota, that we find the problems with bills along the way because of public citizen input. I feel badly for some of these states that are running their legislative sessions now without much public input. States mostly east of the Mississippi going through the legislative process without much public input. And we are doing such a better job in North Dakota. I could never be more proud to be a North Dakotan than watching our legislature meet and work through things face-to-face compared to the way things are handled in some other states right now with the concern for COVID or whatever else.
Yeah. You know, Pete, whenever I see a TV news report on a legislative committee hearing, it takes place in a room with no windows and the harsh fluorescent lights shining. Everything must come to light in a room like that. Huh?
It is pretty amazing that our founding fathers were such geniuses to set up a system where the process works. Mm-hmm. And they always talk about legislation being a little bit like creating sausage. You don't necessarily want to see it made, but it is truly a wonderful system with a give and take, with the public involved, with legislators that have various, you know, everybody has skin in the game and come from various viewpoints on things. And by the time it works its way starting in the House and moving to the Senate or vice versa, all the good and bad points of any legislation is fleshed out in a very good way in most states. And I think in our state it's truly that way because every bill gets a hearing here and every bill gets talked about here. There are other states where not every bill even gets a hearing. And so this is a really good system we have in North Dakota. And as you say, the light of truth is shown on everything. And I believe that we get to the bottom of good and bad in our legislative process in North Dakota.
Yeah, especially under fluorescent lights. But anyway.
Absolutely.
Farm Bureau stands for less government intervention, less, you know, getting in there and mucking things up. So when it comes to the topic of Game and Fish Enforcement Authority on trust land, is that an issue this time around?
Yeah, we have a bill right now that is creeping along. It's not moving very fast, and I think that's good. But we have a bill that's creeping along, House Bill 1081, that is a bit of a problem and a major problem for us and a lot of groups, in that it would give enforcement authority to game and fish officials on public land that is what I would consider school land, trust land, state-owned lands that they do not have the authority on right now. And this comes from maybe an isolated problem here or there, whether it's someone camping on trust land or whatever it is. This comes from some individual isolated problems, and yet in their wisdom or lack thereof, some folks think that we should give game and fish enforcement authorities the ability to do what they want with those lands for enforcement and management. And in many cases, this should be a local sheriff prerogative. You know, whether you're on state trust land in an illegal way of camping or protesting, which we've certainly seen in this state, we would really want to have the local sheriff involved with that and not the game and fish enforcement wing. You know, we would say that game and fish has enough challenges with the land that they are in control of, and they have their own duties to do, and this is clearly a sheriff's job to take care of these kinds of things, and we don't want to open that can of worms to have the game and fish folks through the land office going into other lands where they shouldn't have prerogative. And so this is a major problem for us. The bill's been in the House for a long time. It's been in a subcommittee for quite a while. And we're going to try to work to stop that bill because it doesn't seem like it's a can of worms that we want to open with having game of fish authority over some of these public lands.
Okay. Pete Hannabut, Public Policy Director, North Dakota Farm Bureau. Just a real short answer here on speed limits. How does that affect agriculture?
Well, there's an effort to raise the speed limit, which we have some policy that says our current speed limits are fine, which is great. But the real concern about this bill is not so much the raising the speed, which goes against our policy, but the taking putting in a minimum speed is a real problem because there's a lot of places where farm equipment has to go on certain highways. There's no practical way to get from one side of the river to the other without going on a certain interstate with a bridge. And so that creates a real challenge when we want to put a minimum speed into things and not give an exemption to agriculture. So we're going to be watching this House Bill 1315 very closely and try to get changes that are acceptable to agriculture into that bill. It was in a House Transportation Committee this morning, and we're going to watch it as it moves through the process. So that's 1315 that causes us anxiety on speed limits.
Okay, Pete Hannabut, thank you so much for the work you do. Maybe by the time it gets to 20 below this weekend, the people who you're holding their feet to the flames will actually like it.
Hopefully they'll see the light. You're yeah, right.
There you
thank
go.
Thank you so much.
You bet, Pete. Thanks for the good work you do, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Likewise. Thank you.